Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Past United Soybean Board Chairman Keith Tapp, who farms near Seabury, Kentucky, says leading the organization responsible for promoting soybeans was quite a learning experience. Tapp says he gained a greater appreciation for how the organization uses checkout funds to spread the message about soybeans.
Exciting things going on with your soybean board. We're always looking at investments to help promote our soybeans, promote our product. Of course, it was a trying year weather-wise and things that were going on across the waters, actually. But all in all, we've had a real good year, and we're proud of where we are.
Tapp says one of the interesting experiences was attending an oils conference in Europe.
I got to go to Amsterdam and to London, and it was an oils conference where you're there talking with any oil producers, the countries that like palm or different oils. And what was interesting about that was they look at oil being what we produce our soybeans for. And, of course, meal is why we raise soybeans. Mm-hmm. That may change. Oil is becoming more and more important.
He says the time in Amsterdam was also eye-opening.
Amsterdam was CRISPR-Con. That was very interesting to be a part of that and to know that it wasn't really, a lot of the participants were not against that so much, but they were against certain parts of people or organizations using it in what we do. But, that was interesting to be a part of those two.
We'll have more in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Past United Soybean Board Chairman Keith Tapp from Kentucky says traveling to China and other soybean export markets was enlightening.
We went to China in April, thinking that we were going for a celebratory meeting, and we know how that worked out or didn't work out. Met with Japan. We've gotten to do some very interesting things. Went to the Middle East back in the fall. Met with potential customers, plus met with Egypt, who is our number three customer, and I didn't realize that, to be quite honest, I was preparing to go over there.
He had serving during the same year as American Soybean Association past president Davey Stevens from Kentucky helped bring the two organizations closer together.
We've been great friends, and it's been really a good time to be in those roles together and try to bring the organizations closer.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.